I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Top U.S. and Israeli officials remain divided after a week of intense ceasefire negotiations aimed at pausing the Gaza war. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls Hamas's response to a ceasefire proposal delusional and says fighting will continue until Hamas is rooted out. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is planning more talks. Brother Isaac with Global Catalytic Ministries says the war is shaking secular foundations in Israel.
It's turning the hearts of the Jewish people to God, not necessarily to Yeshua yet, but to God. The majority of the people that were attacked on October 7th were from kibbutzes, which are very secular, many of them even atheist, communistic mindset. And a lot of them started praying the Psalms. And they started crying out to God for the first time in their lives.
And for many people in India, the idea of following just one God, Jesus, is a whole new concept, and they need God's word to ground them. Regan Miller with Mission India shares about a young man named Ragid who grew up with doubts about his family's religion.
But the more he dug into it over the years, he just wasn't convinced. And as an adult, he decided to kind of dig deeper into his family's religion. It was a big deal when he rediscovered a scripture-based book that one of our church planters left with his family a long time ago. He ended up following up with the church planter and asking if they could chat more. When he read the book of Matthew, he was just captivated.
Pray for believers like Ragid and consider walking alongside Mission India. They share God's word and surround people with Christian community through children's Bible clubs, literacy programs, and church planter training. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.